I can ask what I will, and you'll do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I cried out to him. I felt like, hallelujah, I was defeated. And then I added to my prayer before I ended, yet, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Just in case, I want to cover all bases. I said, okay. I went back to the doctor. I said, okay. I'm not seeing the cancer doctor, not right now. He said, all right. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have the surgery, and then we'll go from there. We're going to take one step at a time. He said, all right, we can do that. And that's what did. I say, Lord, I don't want to have to go through chemo. I don't want to have to do radiation. I want you to let the surgery take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. And how the song say, I'm still standing. I am a 7-year survivor. Hallelujah. 7 years. God healed me. Yes, he did. And he turned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He turned it around for me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He turned my, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He turned my defeat into a victory. And I say, Lord, I tell it wherever I go. I let the world know that you are a healer. Thank you, Jesus. And that you are a savior. You are a deliverer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I praise him. That's why I thank him. That's why I magnify him. That's so much for me. Oh, God, he pulled me out. He brought me out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Although our perishable bodies are subject to sin and suffering, sometimes you feel like, oh, God, I just done messed up. So I'm just counted out. Now you're not counted out. He even said to his father, Lord, let me dig around him. Let me work it up. Let me have sometimes troubles and stuff come so that you can get stirred up. So you can begin to know there's no other hope but in him. No other help I know but him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's my way. He's my way out. Thank you, Lord. Our perishable body are subject to sin and suffering. But God never abandons us. Because Christ won victory over death, we have eternal life. Because he gained victory, we have victory. Hallelujah.
We thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+ or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
The wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
K255.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
In your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms number 137. Psalms number 137. Beginning at verse 1, recorded are these words. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Want to talk about a strange land, but not a strange song. A strange land, but not a strange song. My brothers and sisters, as we look at this word today and as we hear the account of those of the Israelites who had been carried away captive by the empire of the Babylonians, and had been taken captive, and there as they on the rivers sat down, wept, and remembered Zion. There are a whole lot of things that interplay in this word that we have before us. One of the things that, again, we need to recognize is as they, the children of God, the people of God, who after having sinned, disobeyed the word of the Lord, the will of the Lord, the way of the Lord, found themselves now taken in captivity as a punishment for their sins. Now they are in a strange or foreign land. There on the river banks, they do some things as if to suggest that they are giving up, that they are releasing and relinquishing all of their promises of the Lord and blessings of the Lord to those who have caught them and captured them and hold them in captivity. In other words, they've gotten to the point now where they've given up. And my brothers and sisters, the word is clear when they describe their own feelings, emotions, and position. Look at what it says. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, no longer in a fighting mode, no longer in a stand of opposition, but they give in to him. Notice they said, yea, we wept. Yeah, because then their sorrow had filled their hearts and they had in themselves not the sorrow of sin, but the sorrow of being captured. And you know, a whole lot of us only become sorry when we are caught. We're not really sorry for the sin, we're sorry for being caught. And so they are sorry because of their capture and where they find themselves presently at. But then the word says, we wept when we remembered Zion. Another way of saying that is you never miss your water. Till your well is good and dry. And they didn't remember, they did not think of, they did not honor, they did not hold in high esteem the blessings they had when they had them. But it wasn't until they lost them that they remembered what they had. My brothers and sisters, though this speaks historically of Israel, it is present and relevant in many of our lives concerning many different things. And so many times we too find ourselves like the children of Israel when we find ourselves in seemingly a hopeless situation, a place where we have given up, a place where we feel sorry because of what we've done, bringing us to a place where we are and not having been grateful enough to appreciate what we had when we had it. Now that it's gone, we bring ourselves to the place now of weeping over spilled milk. And this is where they are. And notice what the word says, because when you look at them, they're crying because they've been removed from their place. Removed from their place. And my brothers and sisters, so oftentimes we don't realize the benefit and blessings that come with our place. Our place may not be where we ultimately want to be, but sometimes we don't realize what we are blessed with in our place. May I say another word about our place? When we are in our place, the Lord then will bring forth the blessings upon our lives. He will bring what he promised to our lives when we are in place and in position. So it is because of their sins, their shortcomings, it is because their displeasure before the Lord that caused them to be in the predicament that they're in. And as they are there now, they again do something else. They not only have been removed from their place and recognize that and all that it has cost them to be out of place. Because I think I need to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you never realize how much it costs you to be out of your place until you lose your place. And when you are not in your place, it is something about not being able to receive it the way that you ought to. And so many times, listen at this, brothers and sisters, we find ourselves at the place of being mindful of that, not before the mess up, but after the mess up. Listen, the word says, verse 2, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So now they refused to play.
Yes, yes.
They're in a strange land, in a strange place. Now, those who made songs, played songs, made music, now have resigned themselves to refuse to play their instruments. Now, I want you to see this, because I'm going somewhere with this in the hearts and minds of the believers, in helping them to understand how to deal with your situations and circumstances where it's an unpleasant place to be. Listen at the word, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Nobody took our instruments from us. Nobody took our ability to make music from us. No one removed from us our instruments so that we could not sing, but we refuse to sing where we were. Now, this is important, because you're going to discover, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are ought not have an impact on who you are. And who you are, in spite of what you are experiencing, should always make its way back to the reality of whose you are. Paul and Silas were locked in a Roman jail. And it was about midnight when everything was silent and quiet. And they didn't even have any instruments. So for those of you who need music to sing, maybe it's to cover up the fact that you can't sing. It was at midnight, the record is, when Paul and Silas began to pray and to sing. And look at this, in the midst of being captives, in the midst of being in a prison, in the midst of being in the midst of Roman soldiers who were guarding them, they broke out in the midst of their situation with a song that glorified God. I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, the songs that they sung were songs of life. They were songs of victory. They were songs of being conquerors, not in being those who have been conquered and those who had become victims. It is important when you open up your mouth to sing the right song. See, because when you're going through, what you need to know is you're going through. I'll say it again. When you're going through, you need to know that you're going through. You're not stopping there and staying there. You might be on pause, but you're getting ready to play your way on out of there. And so when we get in situations where we are sorrowful and we are hurt behind the things we've done that's caused us to be where we are, we've got to recognize wherever we are, we still are who we are. And we still are whose we are. And so your songs should be songs of victory. Your songs should be songs of being the conqueror, not the conquered. Your songs should juxtapose your position and put the enemy in your place and let freedom be the reality of your revelation. You should sing songs not about where you are, but about where you're going. You should be able to sing songs that are songs of deliverance right in your dilemmas. Paul and Silas obviously sung songs that praised the Lord, and their prayers were powerful prayers, so much so that the doors of the prison opened up. All I'm trying to tell you is, if you sing the right song, something ought to happen on the inside first. And from the inside, it ought to be projected to the outside. And the power of their faith and the power of their positive words caused the door cells not to be able to hold them any longer. I'm trying to tell somebody, the power of your release is in your song. I sing because I'm happy. I might not be happy with my situation, but I'm happy. I sing right in the midst of your captured situation, because I'm free. See, that's what your enemy would like to think, that he could take the power of your song. Oh, his eye. I wish I had a witness in the house. Is on the span. Today, and I know, I don't care if you've got me locked behind bars, and I know he's watching. Have I got a witness in the house? Me. I wish I had some. Look, obviously was the kind of songs that were sung that caused them to be released. Listen, I want you to see this. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. We refuse to be merry. We refuse to make music. We refused to sing. Oh, my boys and girls and sisters and brothers and men and women of the faith, you got to know, wherever you are, you can't let what's going on stop you from going on. Did you hear me here today? It ought to be a song on the inside. Listen at this word. Word says this. We. That means not just one. It meant all of them that were in the situation. But then they said, for there in this strange land, there they, the captives, or the captors rather, that carried us away captives, required of us a song. But listen to this. Even the captors who held them captive said, don't sing the blues. Lord, I wish I had a way. It's right in the text. And they that wasted us required of us mirth. Now that's joy. That's happiness. That is a song of delight. That's an upbeat song. They say, listen, sing us a song. And don't come here with none of that old slow, I'm catching hell. Living. Don't act like you don't know it. Don't come here saying something, thrill is gone. I won't hear none of that mess. Oh, y'all too holy now. See, next time you're in a strange situation and a strange place is an uncommon place, an unfamiliar place, a place that is not your own. Whenever you're in a situation, because I want you to know this historically speaks about Israel, but it speaks about the people of God. And every now and then you find yourself in a strange land experience. It might be in your finances. It might be in your family. It might be in your relationship. It might be in your marriage. It might be with your children. It might be on your job. It might be in a place that you are unfamiliar with, but you can't let that place change who you are. Oh, yeah, the place might be depressing, but you ought not be depressed. The place might be bad, but you ought not let it make you feel that. The place might not be a place where there's joy and happiness, but there ought to be joy and happiness in you. Wherever the place may be, strange land, but not a strange song. See, I need to tell you, some of you all may be in a strange land right now. That's why you're looking strange at me. And that strange land is a strange, it's an unfamiliar situation. It's an unfamiliar circumstances. You need to know the situation and circumstance doesn't make you. God has already done that. And wherever you are that's not like him, you know that's temporary. Temporary. Tell somebody if they're in a strange land, it's temporary. If you belong to the Lord. Now give him some praise if you believe that word. Because that strange land is not going to last, but you will. And so you need to know, you need to stop having a pity party. Listen, you need to stop singing songs of defeat. You need to stop singing the blues and start rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord. Because God's going to get you out of that strange land when you start singing the songs that God enjoys hearing. What a mighty God we... Oh, Lord. Wait. I ain't ready to get to that part yet. Look at this word again. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. Obviously, these were songs, very powerful songs. And even though it was in a mocking, sarcastic way, because they had already viewed how they refused to sing, hung their harps on the willows, decided that they were going to resign from praising and singing to God because they were in a place they didn't want to be. Discounting the fact that they were there because of their own doings. And sometimes we get mad with God because we do stuff and God allow us to do it and we find ourselves in a place we don't want to be. Oh, and then we can't sing the Lord's song. You can be right here in church and still be in a strange land experience and the church is rejoicing in the music of the Lord and you can't open up your mouth and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now you so caught up in your situation that you cannot sing the songs that glorify God because of some stuff you did. Strange land, but not a strange song. Can I tell you, when you're in a strange land, you need to have something strong enough to hold you while you're going through what you're going through. Can I tell you, the strange land experience is not a place to learn new songs. Oh, I thank God for many of the new songs that we have during this day and period. And I thank God that it's all right for us to sing a new song versus our experiences, etc. But every now and then, when you're going through a stormy situation, when you're going through an unfamiliar situation, when you're going through a strange situation, you ought to be able to fall back on songs like Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Lead Me On, Let Me Stand. You need to be able to sing songs like I Love the Lord, He Heard My Cry and Pitied My Every Groan. You need to be able to sing songs like If It Had Not Been for the Lord Who Was On My Side. You need to be able to sing songs like Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone and All the World Go Free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and I know there's one for me. You need to be able to sing songs. Might not have no beat, but they'll beat the enemy every time. Listen, listen, listen. They gave up, and those who required them captives said, sing us a happy song. Why? Because the word had traveled across the waters and even into the enemy camps of how the powerful praise of the people of God would go forth and great and mighty things would happen, how their songs were so uplifting and inspiring. And I think, you know, as a people, many of our situations have been tolerable because we've learned to sing our song in a strange land. So many of us have dealt with situations not only as a nation and not only as a people, but even as a person, that many of the things when we've gotten down and got our backs against the wall, we were able to put on uplifting songs that encouraged our spiritual man. That's why you got to be careful the kind of songs you put on when you're in a strange land. Make sure you don't further bring a strange spirit in your situation. Look at this next word. The word says, they said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But my brothers and sisters, there are many things that I want to say about this word here. First of all, they forgot the promise of God. And the promise of the Lord was, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And they remembered not the promise of God, the God who was not locked in a temple, but a God of the entire universe who was everywhere at all times, with all power and all knowledge. They did not want to sing because they weren't in a church. But the choir was on the seashore. And then the musicians said, we ain't gonna play. And the choir said, well, if y'all won't play, we won't sing. And so all together there, they had a pity party instead of a praise party, remembering that God was with them even though they were not in the place they were familiar with. And see, these are the things that you've got to remember in a strange land. I might be in a strange place, but God knows it. Because there is no strange place to God, because He made all of it according to Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So all of it is familiar ground to God. Even the enemy's territory. So they did not remember the promise of God. And in not remembering the promise of God, they did not hold on to what God was getting ready to do for them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if you don't mind, just let me help you see right here. They were there, but they could have sung a song because they, how many of you know, needed some mercy? You see, the mercy was for their sins. They didn't need favor and they didn't need grace at this point. They needed some mercy because that was their mess up. And so they needed God to straighten up what they had messed up. But that was a song right before this one that they could have sung if they would have remembered the promise of God. Let me help all of you all to become choir members today, if you don't mind. I don't care where you are. You ain't got to know how to sing a tune too well, because the words you're going to sing are very short. All I want you to do is say, "For his mercy endured forever." That's the song we're getting ready to sing. Now, we're going to have a little rehearsal here. I want you to go with me back up to the song.